Blog Talk Radio.
My bigger bro begged if I could kick it, so when he went out with girls, I could go tagging along, nagging. If she had a sis, maybe could mac a baby hood rat. Y'all remember way back then, when it was 1985, all the way live, I think I was about 10. One of those happy little niggas singing the blues that be always trying to bag with the shag and karate shit. Saying, yo mama black, his mama this, his mama that, then he get mad and wanna scrap. We stay mad about 10 minutes, then it's like back on a bike to play hide and go. Get it with the younger hoes by the bungalows, then switch to playing ding dong ditch. When that gets old and too cold to hack it, threw on a bomber jacket. You could tell the ballers cause they fell wearing gazelles. If they really had money raised, we sport new pay. And all the girls had they Turkish link. If it broke, then they made earrings too, like they meant to do it. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And everybody
back
in the days
when I was young,
I'm not
a kid anymore.
Back in the days when I was young, back in the days, but now the year is 87, 88. That's when my crew and I were in junior high in 7th grade. I hated school.
Wish it had grown up.
No doubt I couldn't wait to get out
and be a grown up.
But let me finish this, reminiscing and telling about when girls were spelling tight corduroys like for the boys' basket weave, Nike Cortez and footsie socks, and eating pickles with Tootsie Pops. And it don't stop. I'm glad cause when JJ Fad did Supersonic, it was kinda like a sport to wear biker shorts or to wear jeans. And it seemed like the masses of hoochies had poison airbrushed on their asses. Dudes had on Nike suits and the boomers with the fat laces, cause it was either that or K-Swiss. I missed those days, and so I pout like a grown jerk, wishing all I had to do now was finish homework. It's true, you don't realize really what you got till it's gone. And I'm not gonna sing another sad song, but sometimes I do sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
Back in the days
when
well, it's the niggero. I think of it now, I'm all grown up because I'm 18 years old, and guess you could say I'm holding down a steady job and crew steady mobbing, you steady bobbing your head, and I paid, so I got it made. But didn't always have clout, used to live in South Central LA, that's where I stayed and figured a way out. I gave it all I had, so for what it's worth, I went from rags to riches, which is a drag, but now I'm first. So yeah, we said that we was gonna make it since a kid, and we finally did. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
And everybody
said, back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
Back in the days
when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
And everybody
said,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
Back in the days
when
I was young,
and everybody say,
I remember way back when.
What?
Back in the days, when?
Back in the days. And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody
back in
say,
the days, I remember when I was way young, back when.
Dougie, you told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life, they be trying to keep me down. All this time, never thought I'd make it out. No, no. No.
All my
life, they be trying to keep me down.
I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going through courts. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch.
I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
never thought I'd make it out.
No, no.
For real?
No.
All my life.
All my life. Keep me down.
First generation ghetto nigga. Cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Yo, enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code. Like I'm facing a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them. About to lap niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad. Fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself. This shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance. All pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murdered a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a play in his tunes all day in my room. Damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule. If you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill him is old age.
All my life,
trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time,
never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me,
no, no.
They couldn't take me,
no.
All my life,
all my life, they be trying to keep me down.
Jerry O. Night. You'll see how it's going down, y'all. Yes, sir. Let's get it.
Hail from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Do it.
right, y'all. How everybody doing this evening? Man, Thursday night. Another one-hit wonder. That's all I knew about. Curio came out on top this time. Woo! I know there's going to be some fireworks on here tonight. Because I know Terrio fired up for this one. He better be careful about what he say, though, because I know Ron and Yak and them lurking. But it was kind of crazy. I saw it last night live sitting up in here in the hospital. See, that's one of the things that make this thing all right. You can stay involved, you know, whether you're there or somebody put you there with a live shot. You understand that? I mean, I really enjoyed watching it last night and following along. At the same time, listening to my man Big Sam and listening to them guys go through the motions of it. And I don't know what Terry is going to say tonight, but I'm pretty sure he's going to be on here tonight. And probably a few more people, but I heard it came out real good last night too. You know, on the change side, he said he had side bets and everything. So man, congratulations, Terrio, finally getting on top again. You got to try to stay on top now, brother. You got to try to stay on top. All right, now where everybody at? Let's get this show on the road. Let's give it a go. And ain't no need of wasting no time. Might as well go ahead and get our grind in. I ain't been out a lot. Well, I'm in the hospital, so I ain't heard a whole lot. If any other news that people want to relate to about anything or somebody, feel free to hit the one button and talk about it. I just opened this show up because, hey, I'm just laying here, so what the heck. So I opened the show up to try to give y'all a chance to still have fun, you know. So that's all I could do, you know. So where y'all at? Come on with it. Where my boy Chuck at? He got to come help me out tonight because there might be some times when these nurses walk in here and I had to mute my mic and can't get involved. Uh-oh. The number one co-host in the world. Super co-host. What's going
Big
on?
Big Eddie, what's happening, man?
You the man.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right. I got a little something might be going on tomorrow. They know it's a problem now, but now they just got to find where it's at. So they be doing that scoping in my veins tomorrow. So what they call angiogram. And I'm hoping, you know, I don't want nothing to be wrong. But whatever's wrong, I hope they can find it and fix it, man. Because this stuff been going on too long and it's just been getting worse and worse. So tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going to try to get time to hope they can come up with something. You know, some of these doctors are so smart these days, man, that they don't even want to listen to you. And you know your body. You and your body. And they want to tell you. I told them I understand the scientific and y'all have studied all these bodies. But if y'all know everything, how come y'all don't have a cure for everything? And why always you look around, some come up new. So the human body is amazing. It can change shit every day. Everybody can have something a little different, and you're going to discover something a little different all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can't just go by the measurements help you recognize certain things and it showed up. But then there's still stuff hiding, you know, that you don't know about yet. So I'm hoping that it'd be simple and they find it out and I can get straight now, man, because I'm ready to lock some people in on feet, You know what I'm saying? And I can't do that.
Paul,
no
man.
Yeah, no. Man.
I heard that.
Yeah,
you know, I
man.
See the Chicken Man knock Von them off last night, huh?
Yeah, I saw it, man. I saw it. Let me see. Somebody just sent me a text here. Let me see what this text says. Oh, man. I didn't know that. Thanks, though. Hey, he was letting me know that Mike passed from Shutdown Most Wanted.
Yeah, Donnie had posted something on, posted that on Facebook.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, man. Yeah.
I was wondering how come I hadn't saw him around. I guess he had been sick, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been over a year since I saw him last.
Yeah, man. Our brother's going away from here, man.
Yeah, I'll man.
Tell you. Yeah, man. We can definitely, you know, I definitely keep him in my prayers for him and his family.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, so that was kind of sad to hear again. But one thing we do know, we didn't come here to stay.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, man. You know, sometimes I
got an expiration date.
You know? Yeah.
Yep.
That's one thing. Ain't no need of worrying about it, cause you believe me, when it's your time, it's your time. Your ticket is
mm-hmm.
up. That's us. Well, anybody else wanna say anything about Mike or anything else? That's us. Where that Terry at, kid? I'm gonna let him do the honors.
He might be still celebrating.
That's us. What's up, Brother D?
What's up?
Who's up on this line? All right. Man, how you feel, bro?
I hear you laying up in there chilling like a villain, taking it easy.
Yeah, man.
Absorbing
yeah,
all
man.
That easy life up in there, pretending to be sick. I hear you up in there.
Hey, how you doing? Y'all hold it
man,
for me.
Man, another great one. Another great one, kid. We here.
Yeah.
I was looking at my phone and I seen that flash across the screen about my boy Mike. That was one of the good ones there, kid. A true
mm-hmm.
friend. Yeah, he was. He was a true friend. The same every day. All he ever did was just smile and laugh. Boy, smiling, he laughing. He was
mm-hmm.
one of the good ones. Yeah, I know him for a long time.
Last time I saw him, he was in a restaurant trying to get something to eat. And I was going to go in there and stick him up, but it looked like he was kind of homeless. So I ain't going to bother.
Shit, they mad at her. Go there, man. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Mike was a good one. Yeah.
Yep.
I, you know, I was just sitting there looking at it. But yeah, posting out some, man, we getting old. Because I was over Mike when we was kids, when we first met each other. Back in the day, we was kids. He used to ride around. Him and Keith had old beat up blue GS. And he drove up and forth to work and did a mechanic work out of. And I said, man, we getting up there. Getting up there quick. So Big Ed said it best, you know, he said, we didn't come here to stay. We just pilgrims passing through this bar.
Mm-hmm.
So I
was everybody got an expiration date, that's for sure.
You're born with an expiration date before you receive your death date. You already
mm-hmm.
before you receive your earth date, you already got your death date. You born with your death date. You're already born with it. Lord, I already know when you're going to call your number. Who knows whose number might be next, man.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one. Yeah, I said, everybody keep your family in your prayers, man. Those that are prayers, if you are a true prayer, you know, pray for Brother Mike's family. There's nothing else we can do for him. He's gone. All we can do is speak of memories when it comes to him now. But his family is still here. And we know they're going to be hurt, not just his immediate family, his racing family as well. Because anyone that knows Fade to Black know they are a true family. Them boys been together a long, long time. When we met Kid, all of us had black hair. All of us had hair. Some of us were bald head by force. We said choice, but some of us were bald head by force. I hope and pray that each and every one that's listening, man, will keep their brother, family in their prayer. Because prayer is needed in times like this, man. It truly is. It's your only answer. You may not believe it. We think we can go out and smoke it away, drink it away, and all that other stuff, that earthly, worldly stuff that we do. But the truth of the matter is that in times like this, prayer is truly the only answer. There's no other. And this, you know, it's stuff like this that you know beginning what the Bible means when he says that every knee will bow and every tongue truly must confess that he is Lord. You know, at some point in time in your life, you're going to call on the name of the Lord. You're going to need him. My mother, when I was a kid, you sing a congregation song that said, you're going to need him. You're going to need him. In your home all alone, you're going to need him. So you all that's listening, man, please keep your brother, keep his family in your prayers, and keep Faith and Black family in your prayers. Chicago, this morning. Them boys been together a long, long time.
Yes, sir.
We've been together a long time. I can imagine, you know, when you've been across that road, I can just imagine how their hearts are heavy right now to have lost their brother. So I stopped by to let them know today, Big Ed, that God is still on the throne, and he's still able. Some of us have said, why he take him? Why he didn't take that was no good joke? You know, I used to be one of those guys. But I see they took someone that I love or someone that's close to me, face of saying, why he take them? I said, why not? And I was listening to a preacher one day on the God's plan. And the preacher
said,
hey,
Brother B, somebody got some noise in the background there. Hey, whoever got their noise, that noise going on, could you mute your mic till you're ready to speak?
Yeah,
Brother D talking about something here.
I didn't know who it was.
You can still hear. Hit the mute button. You can still hear.
Yeah.
Please, thank you. Yeah, go ahead, Brother D.
You know, I was listening to the preacher, and the preacher got a call from his wife saying that there was an accident that had taken place, and he had lost four of his members. And he got angry with the Lord. See, he got angry with the Lord. Say, you know, why would you take my best members? And the Lord came to him and told him, said, Clee, they weren't yours. They was mine.
Hey.
They was mine. And we need to understand that. And we belong to the Lord. You know, we want to go around and be no good for nothing and do everything we possibly can do. But brothers and sisters, God don't ask for all day. He just asks for a portion of your time. And when situations like this come up, then we understand. We understand now. So let's keep, as again, let's keep Mike immediate family and let's keep his racing family in our prayers, man. Pray for them brothers. Be your ear. If they need to talk, you know, just be your ear. You'd be surprised sometimes what listening to a person does in situations like this. Amen. Amen. Red, I got a net. My grandfather called a net. I wonder what Jacobson got in here. And I ain't gonna risk that killing. give him gas today. I can't rest till I do. You get it? You know, I was thinking when you was talking earlier, I was trying to get to my phone. You know, you're probably going to have a problem getting him on tonight. Terrio's celebrating. You know, he likes to play with that cake when he wins. But he celebrated his win. Then Brother Vaughn, even though Vaughn lost, we have to give him credit that he's been bringing plenty of action to the race game. He's really been carrying Chicago, man. He's carrying the North, period. And there's plenty of racing. And, you know, he's on his way south to race. Now, look at that. Look at that. Look how God blessed him. He lost. Uh-huh.
Brother, if somebody can, could somebody text Chuck and tell him to come on so he can work the board. I'm finna get an EJ, what you call it, an EGK?
EKG. EKG.
Yeah, and I ain't going to be able to grab the phone for a while.
All right.
It's pretty quick,
on,
but it'll
bro,
be.
We on, bro, Eddie. We gonna
right.
Work it out, me and bro D.
We'll keep it going for you. We'll try to get Chuck on here, work the board for you. Go ahead, bro. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, that's the main thing and the
first
thing. Yeah.
That's it. Tell him, Church. That's the main thing. Man, take
that's
care of yourself.
That's the main thing
right
there.
That's it.
Nobody gonna look
this
out
thing.
For
you,
Jack.
Man, this thing.
All you got to do is hook up your phone charger. You ain't got to get no EKG. Just hook up your phone charger.
Oh, no.
Stick it in your ear.
Hey, Eddie, so you already know if something happened to you. You know what kind of jokes and laughs they going to have about you, boy?
You got that right. Kids,
hey,
look up your phone,
hey,
Josh.
Man.
Kid gonna have me hook up to the phone charger and that'll take care of EKG.
No, no, no,
yeah.
Lord,
your phone charged up. All you gotta do is stick it in your ear.
I thank
okay,
you.
Good job,
hey, Miguel, we're friends like that. You don't need no interviews there. You don't need no interviews.
So,
I'm trying to take an EJ kid. This boy got me laughing the can on. You can't ever laughing. I hope that didn't mess it up.
Friends like that, you definitely won't need no interviews.
Yeah, man.
Wow. But no, Big Eddie, I got to say, Vaughn took a loss last night, man, and that brother on his way south already to race again. You know, he's
I know it. I know it. That boy, he ain't through, man. Yeah,
he's been doing a real good job, man. Really, he really has, man.
He's a real soldier, man.
Yeah,
he's a real soldier. We need some more bonds, man. But you know what, D man?
Vaughn trying to be the Mallory bit drag skin.
Oh,
what I mean by that is that them boys there, like Michael Jordan got a place of his own.
Yeah.
He got a place of his own. Vaughn got to put in work, man. Hey, man.
He's putting it in.
Hey, No.
He ain't there
Vaughn
yet, Jerry,
you heard.
But he put it in.
No, he ain't there. No. You got to understand what's going on, man. D know better than
I'm
I know. Or that you know better, or Punk Kid know better than I know. Because I never been in that situation. Let me explain it now. I never been in a situation of where that they said, back in the day, you wanted to be an elite game member, you could buy your star, so you could buy your way.
Right.
You got that paper, you could buy your way. Vaughn trying to buy his way into this high rank shit, man. He got to earn it. Picking on, see, man, I got a seminar going on how to kill a giant. The name of that race last night was called David versus
Goliath.
Yeah, man. I was that little bitty ass motherfucker. I was that little bitty ass motherfucker that took a
slingshot
in a rock. And I killed that giant, man. I killed
giant,
man.
Fucked up the whole south side.
Man, fucked up the whole south side, man. Hey, man. How did that man with that little bitty ass hey, Chuck Ness. Chuck Duncan. I'm going to kill that giant. Hey, it's a few of these giants that's up around here, you know. I'm going to leave them alone right now because of their loss. I'm sorry about their loss. And I heard D, and that was beautiful. But, hey, man, I'm killing these giants, man. These giants, man, walking around Chicago, man, thinking because they're big, bad, and shit, man, they just can't stay there, man. Hell no. So, I love Vaughn. I love Vaughn, but talking this West Side, talking this West Side shit and all this and that and all that, man. He done that shit. That big-ass giant went up in that little village last Sunday, picked on that little bitty-ass baby, man. CW, man, come on, man. Man, that's a baby. And he killed that baby. That motherfucker, he came across a grown man last night. He came across a midget. That midget, motherfucker, that midget. I bit him off at the leg. And once that motherfucker stumbled, I got that motherfucker D-throwed me that motherfucker slingshot. I loaded up with that rock and hit him in his eye, and that motherfucker gone. He gone.
Lord
have
mercy.
Hey, Terrio.
You know what I like about it, though? It's drag racing. You know, you got all these dudes on the phone. They be talking about who ain't doing this and who ain't doing that. Man, you engage it, man. You doing what you like to do.
Hey, man.
You got your own.
Man, I had the T-shirt on.
I
got my own.
I like it, man. I like it. I like it.
I got my own
shit. Yeah, man, because a lot of dudes getting on the phone, they ain't for indulging on gambling. If you can win, if you can't, at least you getting in the ring, try to fight somebody.
Amen.
These dudes ain't going to get in the ring and try to fight nobody.
Let me ask you a question, man.
Mm-hmm.
And this is serious.
Uh-oh.
If a motherfucker think about
Daddy called me.
If a motherfucker think about it,
yes,
sir, dream about it.
Oh yeah,
I'm playing the lottery and winning the lottery. If this what you do, how can you win if you never play?
If you never play the game,
so,
how do you think you're supposed to win it?
So all these motherfuckers come up and donate it, and he donated,
hey,
and he's doing this, and he giving away this and that. I'm playing.
Hey,
y'all.
I just talked to Chuck. Chuck said he's coming. He said he's coming on the show to relieve you. I just talked to him.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey.
Did he tell me to
call him? I'm back on mute.
Call me.
All right.
Man, hey, man. Look, man, you can't win if you don't play.
And that's the whole thing. And I respect Vaughn as well because, like bro, he just raced yesterday. He going down south to race again. What are you guys on the phone, like Chemos and the Loop Wheels and the Pines and all those? They got every negative thing to say about if somebody win or somebody lose. What are you doing besides criticizing somebody?
Nothing. No,
what are you doing? I wouldn't even talk to the
nothing,
people.
Nothing,
I,
no
me personally, it's not their money. They gambling, but they got everything in the world to say to try to crack a joke. It's not a joke when you lose your money. Now it's a joke today. It's a joke today when the Goliath got the ass knocked loose, huh? Mm. I wonder why.
God Almighty. Lord, you have mercy. That man said he wonder why. Well, Terry, all you got to do is keep the flame going. You got it burning. And you said Chuck is next, huh?
Yeah, Chuck going to relieve Big Eddie. He's going to relieve Big Eddie.
Yeah, Chuck going to come in and run the board for real. What's happening with you, Mike? What's happening with you, man? Yeah.
What's going on, bro? Sensei? What's going on, Sensei?
Man, just out here trying to get it in tonight, listen to the guys, listen to Terrio talk about his victory.
Hey, Sensei, I'm over here about Midway Airport. They got a nice Buick GS. It's like a banana yellow. It's a Grand Sport in the showroom. It's at Ray Buick. Ray Buick showroom.
Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about.
Ray Buick, yeah. Clean as a newborn baby ass. Clean.
Mm-hmm.
Black interior.
I'm going to get me another one. I'm going to get me another one just to ride down the street, y'all. I always want to race. I always want something just to ride him down the street once or twice a year, like my partner Joe do. You know Joe?
I remember Joe. I remember the big strong. Talking about big strong Joe? Come on, with the muscles, big strong Joe? Yeah.
Joe Pratt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Him and Keith had, Joe and Keith had two on the same car.
Yeah, they did.
Man, Joe got so clean.
Oh,
whew.
Yeah. Keith was fast. His car was fast as one. His car was
faster. Yeah, he was the fastest
one. Yeah, he was faster. Yeah, he had a little bit more. He had a little more.
I just want one just to drive around once, twice a year.
Yeah.
Put it back in the garage. And
I know
drag on it, you know. Yes. Let me get me one.
Hey, what Pruitt? Hey, yeah. Sensei, what Pruitt tell you? What Pruitt tell you? Shut it off. Shut it off.
I remember that.
Shut it off.
Yeah, for sure.
Shut that off. I remember that. He told me, he said, there ain't no Buick in there. He said, pop it in and start
sure
up. He said, oh, shut off.
He gave me $100 just to look. He gave me $100 just to look. He got proof to me.
You showed it that night.
I can't go like that. Yeah.
No, that was Diary that told you that. That was Diary.
Diary gave me $100 to see you after Junior and I ran. He was at the finish,
right,
man.
Mm-hmm.
He got to speak in, D. That's what you mean. He said, you don't pull one on his journey. What you talking about, brother? He said, I should live for that thing. I said, no, brother, that's a beard. He said, you shitting me. That's what I'm telling you now. He said, well, I tell you what, I got $100 to see it. I said, well, you put that $100 right here in my pocket and pull that pin. He stuck $100 out of my shirt pocket. And he pulled that pin and said, Kenny Bell, he dropped his cigar. Drag racing was fun. It was good them days, man.
Shut it off.
If the big freak keep coming back and forth and running like he did last week, and Terrio keep running, and just keep running. Wait, Vaughn run. They'll bring it back. They said he's going to make track racing good again. That's a good start to making it back good. Tell you that.
Sensei, I'm going to say this. This is my opinion only. I don't think Big Freak is going to get a Terrio a break like that. Jesus Christ. Have mercy, Lord.
Big Freak up for sale.
Yeah, oh, kid, stop it. Stop it, kid.
Kid. Hey, kid,
I
didn't believe it. Yeah, I didn't believe it, but I seen it. I truly didn't believe it. Looking for a G-body. Say you want to go to G-body racing. I didn't believe it, but I saw it. In fact, I said I'm going to give him a call and ask him to stop playing.
He
can
buy Blue Thunder. He can buy Blue Thunder, what he's selling it for. He can buy Blue Thunder.
Come on, man.
Yeah, y'all gotta play.
Back in the day,
them motherfuckers played every night on nights like this here. Motherfucker ain't got to wait for no goddamn event to go racing. Shit.
Yeah.
Now, that's one thing you can say about Von. The boy, put the bullshit aside now. I'm talking about him for jokes. The man bringing racing, man. That man there trying to race. That man trying to race. I'm just joking around talking shit. Von bringing it to the gate, man. Von
ass. Before the show, before you whooped him, Drag told Von, said, you tried to win one of my race cars, man.
Hey man, he's doing what he likes to do.
That man had me hurt. He said, Lord, please, that Terrio win tonight. Far I try to win one of my race cars.
Drag told me today. He said, man, I'm so glad you stopped the bleed. That motherfucker was going, man. And he ain't stopped.
He believes in getting the ring. In
order to
win, you gotta get in the ring.
That's right.
I guess that's why
Keymore
never in life wins.
Hell no, you heard that earlier, D. You know that boy, that clown ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
Hey man, can't nobody say nothing about him because I've been zoning him all day. I've been riding high on him. But the man is racing. That motherfucker there, hey, that motherfucker tried to kill everybody, Fatty Bang. Yeah. I had to stop the bleed, man. Drag told me, he said, man, kill him, so glad he stopped the bleed. That motherfucker trying. I've been teasing him and rubbing him and all that, but that motherfucker racing, man. You can't take nothing from that crazy motherfucker. That motherfucker racing, man.
He made a voodoo doll of the car. That's what he did. He passed him along.
Oh, man. Say it ain't so, Von. Say it ain't so.
They had to come together like Voltron to get me, man. That's all.
Big Ed, that man said, two people he just didn't want to hit. Me and Mr. B. Now I got that monkey off my back. Ooh. That motherfucker ain't slept yet, man. That motherfucker in the room like on a Fatal Attraction when that girl was flicking that light on and off. That motherfucker sitting in the ground looking in the mirror like, why?
Well, I can't see.
He said, man. He said, how did this motherfucker beat me?
I was more mad we couldn't run it back than anything.
Hey, man, see how humble he is tonight now? He died.
I'd have had a long 2 days, man. I'm telling you.
Don't be very smart. Oh, Lord.
Hey, he done had him alone too down there. Hey, man, his body wanted to go to sleep so bad, but his mind won't let him. Man, I gotta get that motherfucker, man. That crooked lady motherfucker whooped my man. God damn. That motherfucker said, like, damn. He said, man, get that together. Hurry up and get back in there. I'll be right back for him. We got a good ride.
Terrio, you know he's not going to just lay down. He's plotting on you.
I got one up on him. He didn't beat my car. He didn't beat my car.
I've been in the race probably 10 more times before.
You crazy as hell. No, you won't. That motherfucker there, he didn't beat my car. But one thing he could say, he never beat me mano-mano. goddamn. That's when I get over that motherfucker.
He's gonna be like a mother lion in that tree just waiting to pounce.
I got a good question. What's your record against me and you?
What's your record? Hey, hold up. Don't have me add up my record and rest against
that's
my
okay.
record against the best
you
man. Don't have me do that.
Hey,
Terrio, they always told me even the garbage can't get a steak. That's your steak. You lost three. It took you four tries to win.
No, it didn't. It didn't take
what?
Me that.
We ain't playing no horseshoes, motherfucker. I win more than I lose. You playing horseshoes. You trying to get close to a race.
Right.
Close to a win.
Right.
You got
it took me one time to win. It took me only one time to win.
Hey, you saw
what I had on yesterday.
You be one.
I'm sucking my own dick because I got my own shit. I'm back
you
in control. Hey,
you
once I met you,
you had to stop your
no.
own bleeding. You can't
no,
get
yeah,
no
but
West
see, see, but you got to understand
you
what happened,
no West you was part of the reason why they was down, motherfucker.
Ron.
Shit, you, your three counts, them old three you went, that went towards the West side, motherfucker.
Ron, but you got to understand.
You was part of the reason.
Me and you first
hey,
met.
Hey, Terrio, I'm so happy they, they ain't think you was going to win because they wasn't at the track to enjoy themselves and rub it in my face. Cause they ain't think you was going to win, so they ain't show up. Your West status.
Hey,
you know
that's
what
the bad part about it. Yeah, they should have been there to rub you. But you got to remember, Vaughn, how did we start out in college?
I'm cool, though, man. I want to go back to my original role, man. I want to go back to the underdog. I don't like all this. When the race be locked fat and like that, it just something's going to happen.
Hey, Brian, you ain't bullshit. Because ain't nobody want to bet with me, man. I had to cut. Hey, your ass, what did you say when I got there? I know you wasn't on your people to see that what you going to bet. Once you came up, you said, God damn, man, ain't nobody betting with you, man. You got all this on your own.
Yep. I said, here, got the whole pot by itself.
Hey, man.
Nah, hey. No.
If he would have lost that bitch, he was going to leave that motherfucking track. Them motherfucking knees rubbing. He was going to be on fire.
If I would have lost to you, I was going to burn the car up at the track. I would say, fuck that raggedy motherfucker.
Oh,
fuck
Lord.
I'm bullshit.
You was thinking, cause that motherfucker burnt up whether you won or lost.
Ron,
that motherfucker burnt up, so it didn't make no difference.
Ron, that motherfucker done what he's supposed to do. Ron, you don't understand.
No, down
how, no,
hey,
Ron,
Terry,
you
hey, that slow ride motherfucker to squeak the wind out. Okay.
Hey,
slow ride motherfucker.
That's okay. I killed
you. Better
ride.
Hey, listen. You know what time, you know. You better ride that all the way to the middle of October and stay away from me so you can talk about that this winter. Because if you bring your monkey ass back out there, I'm going to knock your motherfucking legs straight.
You promise? You're going to do the same race it all over again. We're going to promise me I got the same race it all over again.
I ain't promising you nothing. Ain't no telling what car I'm going to have.
Yeah, but
ain't no telling what car I'm going to be trying to race
you
with.
Hey, man, I heard it through the grapevine, and once you got your ass kicked, and you just said, fuck that car, man. And you left the car there. And, man, you said, man, y'all load this shit back up, man. Y'all just made me look bad, man.
Hey, man. Hey, Terry, I don't load the car no way, goddammit. That's motherfucking Yak job.
Hey.
If I do that shit, he going to cuss me out.
Uh-huh.
Yak cussed me out. If I grab that motherfucking torch, Yak cusses my ass out. Get your ass over there and worry about that driver's seat. That's what he going to tell me. See, we got positions over here. We ran back committee.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
How does it feel? Puerto Rican Pete turn and beat your ass,
man. Let me tell you how this feel. I done whooped Terrio, Puerto Rican Pete.
When?
Hold on. Can I finish my sentence? I done whooped Terrio, Puerto Rican Pete, and Lenny. All in 1 year, three West Side legends. I feel like a motherfucking Don.
How did you whoop me? How did you whoop me, man?
I whooped you when Lenny was driving your car. And I guess
hold on.
When you get the win, when they driving your car and you win, you get the credit. So you get the loss. I don't want to hear that shit.
Okay. You said
anytime Boo Magic go to the line, who do y'all think about? Terrio. So that's who the fuck gets the win on the loss.
Right, so it. I decided to get in my cockpit and beat your ass.
And you took
like
care of business. You took care of business, Terrio. You took care of business.
And guess
you
what?
You still did some dumb shit they just saved you. You did your dumb Terrio shit.
Hey,
I said that.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
That's why I said you had too many powers with you, because even the powers come over your dumb shit. You know there's some strong powers.
Hey, man. Vaughn, I want to ask you a question. I took a little-ass motherfucking rock and hit a big giant in the eye, man, and I knocked you the fuck out, man. I just get you. I just appreciate the fact that
you've been racing 40 years, I've been racing 20, and you call me the giant. I just appreciate that
but
you felt that.
I mean, no. It's sure, I ain't calling you just giant. Not Vaughn, the car. What was in it? How I ran it.
That's all I was talking about. What you going to call that car, giant? That's our toy car.
No. Your toy car? What was under the hood of that toy car? Was a giant compared to my... Hey, man, what you had up under the hood is like
that
I got a six cylinder.
And
you got a motherfucker.
Hey, that shit up under the hood up in that... That shit up under the hood of that car, man, been sitting in the fucking corner for 3-4 years. That shit ain't nothing. That shit just...
Okay, well, can I have it?
Hell no.
It's junk.
I'll raise you. You need that type of junk so you can have fun around here.
Hey, Vaughn.
You know what I got?
You open
my
now.
My little Malibu, I got it, ain't got nothing but 23 degree hair, small block. I'm finna have fun with y'all.
That's all I got in my car.
I'm looking at Tidy Bowl, 10 second running ass, steady running up the track. See, I figured it out. I think I was supposed to be a circle track fucking driver because I didn't like racing. I should have just been doing laps. You know what I'm saying? Because me trying to steady race these goddamn girls' cars is too goddamn expensive. I need to go out one time and do me 50 laps, and then I'll be cool. Because that's all I'm trying to do is just keep doing laps.
Hey, man, you open now. Three Love on the driver training. If you rock in with Three Love Sunday, Three Love going to fuck over you, man. You open for the West Side.
He might do fuck over, but I'm going to tell you like this. He showing the fuck going to get a chance because I'm going. I know that.
Well, lock him in then so I can secure my bet.
I told you I'm going to lock him in when I get done doing what I'm doing. I'm going to lock him in. He ain't going nowhere. He ain't nobody.
Sunday is 2 days away.
Hold on. You was the last option. I just tried to lock him in before I locked you in.
But Sunday
ain't nobody
2 days away.
Ask him. You said he bring his name up. I tried to lock him in 10 minutes before I locked. I tried to lock Mike. I had three options. Mike Brandino, Three Lug, and you. They was bullshitting. I knew you wanted the break, so I didn't call your phone until I was ready to give you the break. That was it. That's all.
Don't go now. Everybody go.
All right, Chuck, watch the bull for me if you can. No, I'm on.
What?
A bullshit? A bullshit.
You wide open, man. Your eyes is wide open. You open now.
I do this shit every weekend. I'm always wide open. Fuck is you talking about?
Man, you got to go back to
He's flat racing.
He racing, but then you just got whooped by the donator, man.
I had a conversation with myself about it. I said, "Self, you just let a dumbass donator beat you. You need to get this shit together. I'm gonna get this shit together. You got my word."
Yeah, conversation with yourself.
I had a conversation with my damn self. Hell yeah! I ain't got no problem with looking in the mirror.
I felt like Boo Boo the Fool losing to that motherfucker. That motherfucker got a third grade education, and I lost to him. I'm mad.
Amen. What's gonna happen once you what's gonna happen once you lose to Mr. B though?
Man, if I lose to Mr. B, then my shit probably be up for sale. If Brian driving, if he drives, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying if it's a both cars make the trip race. Not if something happened like with me and you, because I, you know, you still ain't with me, but you with me, you know.
Hey, Vaughn, you can't show me what you got there. I say you can't feel no worse than me, God dang it. That goddamn Jeremiah got a whole rabbit in his pocket. I don't know what the fuck is going on. All day I make a good hit by myself.
And
up there
and
next
then
to that
like,
goddamn
we like,
Jeremiah.
So we like in the same category because you lost to Jeremiah and I lost to Terrio, so that like hurt kind of the same, my people. You know what I'm saying?
Man, my wife told me, she said, would you just leave Jeremiah alone? I said, no. I said, no. She said, you say Jeremiah's name one more time in this house, you getting out.
Yeah. I want that motherfucker Terrio so bad. I think that motherfucker, he didn't want to run me back. That motherfucker went up under there with one of them goddamn pick hammers and poked them holes in his oil pan so he could leak oil so he wouldn't have to run me back. I knew what it was.
Wow. So you against our team, me, Pete, and all that. We 2-2 then, right?
Man, you don't got no team. Where was your team at when you needed help just right now? Where was your team at?
Pete was right there. Pete was right there.
Where was Pete at?
He guided me through all that. Hey, man, do you know how in the cartoon? Steve McQueen. Hey, that there was Pete. He was the black. He was the blue car with the headphones. Didn't you see me have my headphone on and everything in my helmet? Pete, he was talking to me. A bullshit. He was telling me everything to do.
Hey, it is what it is, Terry.
He was right there, man. Pete was telling me everything to do, man.
Hey, Terry, I should be flipped the other way. Like, you 1-3, I'll be like 3-1. You know what I'm saying? So just work on getting your shit even with your losses, and then we can talk.
No. Hey, man, whooping your ass is like putting me 90-3.
See, that's
your
what
loud ass mouth.
Hey, man, y'all help. Hey, brother D, you help. First you kick David and Goliath. Now you say one win and count for 90. Hey, everybody, he can give me all this credit because
that, man, you don't understand what it is. I know exactly what I'm saying. You been a motherfucker that think you invincible, man. You can't buy your stars, man.
Hey, man, listen, man.
But
you get in the ring. Somebody gonna punch your ass out one day. Somebody gonna punch you out.
Do you want to know what I'm mad about the last night, man? Do you know what I mean about the last night?
What?
I used to play the lottery. I used to play nothing but the pick four. I had the pick four last night, and I had $100 straight on that motherfucker. But I looked at my ticket, and they put it box. And I had the number straight, motherfucker. Man, that you a walking bank, man. That's what you good for, man. You a walking bank, man.
Man, just get you some of this shit. I was fucking highly disappointed you let me leave with all that money. I know, mad.
Hey, not only you, your whole crew had pockets full of the money, man. God damn. But I'm satisfied. I'm not greedy. I'm going to milk you. Hey, man, I'm going to keep milking you, man. I'm going to milk.
Jack Bubble again. I'm gonna milk motherfucking little Mo. I'm gonna fuck the whole family, man. I'm fucking your whole family, man.
So, you think Lil Mo coming
there? I can't
wait
to Lil Mo because I know that's the head of race. Small block to small block.
What? A bullshit?
Yeah.
A bullshit? Yeah. A bullshit?
Your car gonna be down. Your car gonna be down to next year though. So I ain't gonna be
hey. Hey, I bet y'all be down as long as Lil Mo been down, man. That little moment down, man. Y'all just, you just said, just fuck
that. Lil Mo got some old ass fucking junk, and goddamn, they don't even make that shit no more. So we was behind 3 months on parts with that shit.
Well,
Lil Mo, fucking old garbage.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. I'm telling you now. So that means that Pete beat your ass. His son beat you once. You beat Pete.
So I beat Lenny. I beat Lenny ass.
You beat Lenny ass. Now I beat you. So we 2-2 now, man. We got to break this tie, man. We ain't liking this, man.
Hey, we gonna break the tie. You on the sideline right now, Terrio. We gonna put this up,
man. Still there's Lenny. There's Pete still, and there's Three Lug.
They don't want. I'm racing Three Lug next, and once
yeah,
I beat his ass. Once I raise three lug, ain't nobody. Leon don't count. He ain't West Side. He Indiana.
Oh,
but he considers himself West Side.
Man, he don't get to tell me what I consider him.
But it is what it is. You consider yourself a chief, but we found out that you brought your stars, that you tried to buy your stars, man.
Man, I ain't no motherfucking T. I always say we ran back committee. You want to run with that shit. Because I locked in all the races. You want to ordain me, Chief? That's you. That's your problem.
No, but you just said we. You ain't got no shirt saying, I'm running my own shit. I'm sucking on my own dick.
No, boy.
Or are you? Where that yak ass at, man? I ain't heard from yak. That loud mouth little motherfucker. Where he at? Hey man, he ain't hung himself in the backyard, Abby.
Oh, Lord.
You want me to get Yak? Yeah, man.
Can you please let me talk to Yak?
Uh-oh.
You're a pretty good guy, man. You got Chuck to run the bulls. I hit another brother up. I asked him to come in, run the board for you. He called me and said, wait. I said, you're getting out. He said, what, you need me to do something
for you?
Oh, man. Put y'all seatbelts on. I got Yiggity Yak in the house. What up, Yak?
Hey,
what
no,
up, what's
D-O-E.
Going on?
Oh, let me do it. Let me
hey,
do it.
Man, why your trick ass ain't on the phone, man?
Hey, Terry, you sweet booty having bitch. What's up?
Yeah.
God,
I wasn't that sweet last night, wasn't I? I wasn't sweet at all last
you,
night.
Hey, you might win a race, but you got the shit fucked out of you.
Hey, man, I gave you the crab. I gave you the crab in the bag.
No, you burned me, though. I had to go see the doctor this morning.
Yeah, I know I burned you. You want some more?
Rough, boy.
You want some more?
Hey, shit. That shit better than that food you got there and cooking over there. I'm about to come get some more of that ass.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, what happened down there? What happened
down there? How you brothers doing tonight? Hey, man, what happened? We had a problem. Fuck you mean what happened?
Okay. Yeah, the problem is I get to cut out again, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
No, he did have to cut out, huh?
Yeah, this motherfucker I'm gonna act like he had to cut out. He had cried for everything, and he act like he did. And he got nervous when I said, yeah.
Hey, look at that nigga leg. Tell how your leg was shaking up that road, kid, motherfucker.
Hey, man.
That's a real crying like a baby.
Put that motherfucking work in, man. I wish you could get back in the paint, though.
I hey, man. Dribble.
Hey, Terrio.
Yes?
You should be happy than the motherfucker, nigga, because you ain't going to never win again, motherfucker.
As long as I'm running y'all, I will. I got the money.
Man, you ain't going to win again, motherfucker.
Okay.
You ain't going to win again.
Hey, man. Hey, man. We'll see about that Sunday. Well, y'all ain't like that either, because Three Love gonna beat the shit out of y'all, man.
Man, Three Love can't get out his own way, motherfucker.
Okay.
He supposed to be so bad. Tell that motherfucker. Listen, we always making it right for the West Side. Y'all give us something, motherfucker.
Man, they ain't built like that yet.
Yeah. Y'all give us something. Y'all give us something, motherfucker. Tell Three Love Nails to cut out.
I want to see we come out with this 23 degree small block poo. Who the fuck gonna give us something?
Man, nobody. I saw M posting up some shit talking about he ain't scared of Ryan. Tell M, man, he know he's scared as hell. Stop that shit, man.
Man, we'll beat the fuck out that boy. He ain't even ready to lock in. We'll beat his ass. He won't even make it to Ryan. We'll beat his ass at Jack Ball with Jack Ball. Kai, it's a chain of command over here. He don't get to call who the fuck. We gonna beat his ass with the slow Kai. He ain't. What is he even doing? What is Ryan even doing entertaining that damn fool? He ain't got no business talking to no goddamn Ryan. What the fuck is he doing talking to Ryan for? That's a good definition of a motherfucker just talking because they got lips. That's it. That's because he got lips. That's all.
Yo, Vine.
Yeah.
Yo, Vine.
Yeah.
Man, stop talking that bullshit, man. I told you, man. Jack Ball gonna run me in his car head the fuck up because he talking all that shit. Last time we was at the track, you said he
man,
could drive his own
Ball
shit.
Ain't
now,
no damn
he gonna
driver,
be a man
nigga.
Drive his own.
Man, y'all know who drives
Jack
Ball.
Jack Ball ain't no driver, man. Y'all ain't picking who gonna drive the car, man. Stop that bullshit, man.
He said he was gonna fucking run his own car.
Man, I'm telling you, he ain't gonna drive his car, man.
We gonna put some holes in his motherfucking tires if he try to race you. We gonna put some holes in his tires.
Hold on.
We gonna put some holes in his tires.
Hold on. That motherfucker told me he gonna run me out his own mouth with you right there. So don't back
where
that boot.
Man.
Where
he just like you. He just talking. He just talking.
Lock the fuck
he
in there,
talking.
Man. He ain't talking shit.
He was
I ain't
feeling good.
Hey, listen, man. I got the same drive time in my seat that he do. So he could get in his own fucking car and drive it. If not, shut the fuck
hey,
up.
Man.
I'll
hey,
run
man.
You in Grand Theft
Auto. Man, somebody hit that crab baby button
man,
again.
Shut
he wants somebody to drive. Somebody
Bye.
Hit that crap baby butt.
Nah, man. That's his own car. He talks his own shit. He's his own man.
Hey, if we trying to tell you what to do with your program, we ain't telling you what
no,
to do with
your No, because you know why? I drive my own car.
Hey, no, that's not why. That's not why. If we tell you right now to take your willy bars off, I bet
man,
you won't do it.
Man, get your dick out
I
your mouth.
I bet you won't do it. I
hey,
bet
you
won't do
it.
I'm
going
to let Jack
come
in. I'm going to let Jack Ball drive against you. Take
my
the willy balls off. Give
though.
Us some.
My car set up for that. I ain't giving you shit. My car weighs 800 pounds more than you.
Man,
we ain't ask you all that bullshit.
Hey, man, they stop volunteering information when they try to get out of race.
Don't nobody,
hey, okay,
you can get a race right now.
Let somebody from the West Side come in here that don't care about the driver, man.
No,
let somebody come in that don't care about the driver.
This is what he told me.
He be talking, he be drunk, man.
I don't give a fuck what
the
fuck
he probably was drinking, man.
What the fuck he be? Man, that was early in the fucking day, man. Y'all just took the car off the trailer. Y'all didn't even make that
shit. Was it before the liquor store?
I don't know when
open,
it was before.
Because he be there when they
it
open.
It was daylight
he be there
outside.
When they open.
Track didn't even get hot yet.
Hey,
he talking about,
well,
I drive my own car. I ain't no bitch.
Hey, man, that man.
Nigga,
hey,
not
man.
Well,
hey, man.
Guess what?
Hey, lock him in, man. He said that he could drive. You said the same
what
shit you out
want,
your own
what,
mouth.
Lock
he
in,
could
lock
drive
in,
his own
hold on, hold on,
car.
Hold on, hold on. Lock in for Sunday at 41. He going to drive.
I can't lock
in
Sunday. My car is still inside the body shop. It's coming out Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay, Aunt. Hey, Aunt, we on here.
I bet
we on here.
I'll lock you in as soon as
hey,
my motherfucking car ready.
What's going on,
man? Be ready next month.
What's going on?
Fuck, am I going to lock you in the car that ain't even in my garage?
Man, how
so
you some fun,
that bullshit.
Hey, man, why don't you just
y'all.
Go
ain't nobody ducking y'all.
Go on mute. Go on mute. We ain't saying you're ducking us. We just saying Jack Doyle ain't going to drive against you.
Stop that
man.
Bullshit.
Hey,
I've had fun just like y'all had. Like, well, hey, listen,
yeah,
man, hold on. When I lose, I have fun, too. I don't sit there and talk shit. I can talk shit about my own self, but ain't nobody ducking y'all.
Hey, what?
Man, when I got old person, I'm coming for y'all, man.
Hey, what's up?
Who's this, Ryan? With your straight race car? I told you what I want from you, and I'll try you. I'll try you with my street car, bro.
What do you want from me?
I want the brake, and I want the clear to the eighth.
You don't want
bro, at 41, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try you.
Oh yeah.
You want to do something?
Hello?
Why would I give anybody
Why
anything?
Wouldn't you? You act like we the same
what
car.
You do?
I'm driving my own shit. I'm not even telling you to even drive. You can go get you any driver
you
want.
You can't tell me. You can't tell me.
I'm not gonna.
You can't tell me that
I told you what I want, though.
Because you,
I told you what I
you
want,
know
though.
You can't.
Do you want to give me that or not?
This what you do. This what you
do.
Do
you want to do that or not?
Go find somebody to get a little car.
Do you want to race that
nothing.
Or not? Because you on my over
giving...
right now.
No.
Why we not set
no,
the same?
No,
we not set
I'm
the same,
to
bro.
Out. No.
We not set the
I'm
same, man. You want to race me?
To
I told
out.
You what I want. And I think that's
I'm
more than fair.
Out.
Everybody
I'm
on this show right now
out.
Know that's more than fair for my car and your car.
Hey, so what you want? Hey, so what you want to do with me? Me and you driving Jack Ball car, you driving your car. What you want to do right there?
You give me the back tire. Leave my car alone just the way it is.
Man, we need no back tire.
Yes,
we can.
No.
Man,
run head up. No, run head up. Run head up.
Y'all talk all this dumbass shit, man, but I don't got the
car.
Run
head the fuck
my
up.
Car ain't light
you,
like
listen,
and
let me tell you something,
man.
Hold on. Now, all y'all on this phone, For the last two years, we've been getting the West Side what they want. The West Side, ain't nobody from the West Side gave us number three look.
Hold on.
You need us to scare, man.
Hey, hold on. Stop the West Side and stop the fucking South Side shit. Let's talk about cars. Do you really fucking think, like, my car is worth running you head the fuck up?
Man, we'll run you with a little more head up. Fuck. We gonna run you with a small car
head
up. We gonna run you with a little.
Yeah, and I'm cool with that.
When your car get out
of running, motherfucker.
When your car get out the shop. When your car get out the shop.
When it get the fuck out the shop, I'm trying to get out the shop tomorrow. Trust me. I want to have fun too, man. But I ain't have no fucking problems.
This shit ain't gonna be.
This got me a Southside host here, bro.
Hey, man. Did you go back when you needed to race? Why y'all got a bed for spots, man?
I don't need to beg for spots. But if you had a car like mine,
what are you doing?
I wouldn't need to beg. If you had a car like mine, I wouldn't need to beg you. That's what I'm getting
at
you. You want to race me, I'm trying to make it right. That's it. This ain't even no begging. Hey, hold on, man. We don't even got to race. We
We ain't even got to do shit.
No,
no,
we got to. No, 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 hold on, hold on. No, no, hold on. We got the race. No, we got the race. You got a race time, and
you
from out west. Hey, hold on. You got a race time. You from out west. You definitely got to see us, nigga. Fuck you.
I'm
going
to race, but I have to race you. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, man. Hey, man. Man, all the races come to us. Where you
listen,
gonna find
listen,
the race
listen,
at, motherfucker,
listen.
On this
hold
side
on,
of
hold
town?
Hold on, hold on. Back up. I don't want you to feel like I'm begging for something, man, because I'm not that bad motherfucker, man. I don't need to beg. But if we not right, then we just not right.
Hey, tell your motherfucking friend, and preacher boy will beat his motherfucking ass with that weak ass motherfucking Malibu.
Preacher boy, listen,
man. Preacher
boy
ain't moving with that shit, man.
Listen, bro, we're not even talking about preacher boy right now. I locked in Ryan. I went to 131, and I didn't fucking even want to pay no punk on nothing, but my car blew the fuck up. Everybody done seen it. I was going to race the man. I didn't even give a fuck. Okay, and I locked in a steering wheel, and when I seen that car, I'm like, damn, that's a lot of motherfucking cars, man. But I was no bitch. I didn't pay the fuck out to leave.
What does a lot of car mean? I don't know that term.
You got a lot of cars for bro versus my car. So you really truly think? Are you gonna sit here
and bring out that Malibu, then, motherfucker? Malibu.
It's definitely not coming out.
I don't know what a lot of car means.
Hey man, listen. Hey man, listen.
I don't know what world that you live in, Ryan,
listen.
But we don't have the
when I put my pants down, these hoes say, man, you got a lot of dick.
Ryan,
I know what that's
Ryan,
I don't know what
Ryan,
like,
Ryan, hold on, Ryan, bro. You got money just like I got money. Why don't you go build a nice classic car like I got, and me and you get down, motherfucker?
I don't have a. I don't have enough room for all the junk I got now. Why would I buy another car and build it?
Man, who
that's
the fuck told
point.
That man? Who
car,
the
bro.
Fuck told that
you.
Man to race the 3,200-pound car? Ain't nobody tell you about no 3,200-pound car and racing. You
listen,
bought that
man.
You.
We both already. No. Hold on. Back up. I already had my 3,500-pound car.
Hey,
he built that car. My dumb ass locked in with a steering wheel. I'm coming out.
Hey, Lil Mo is my
car. Hey,
Jack Ball.
Hey, Lil Mo finna get something. But hey, me and Lil Mo finna get back down. I done got fucked up by Lil Mo last time. It ain't gonna happen this motherfucking time. But Ryan, motherfucker, since I got you on the phone, nigga, give me the break and give me the clear, bitch. Any fucking track you want up north.
Why would I give you any goddamn thing?
Man, you know the man don't race his car off the trailer. Stop saying stupid shit.
Well, what the
you
fuck?
You got to break,
that?
Nigga, and clear
this
your
this
own ass.
This ain't gambling, man. This
hey,
ain't, bro, speak. Hey, the man got his own car, he can speak for himself.
Hey,
you shut
look,
the fuck up.
But all our, but you know, this we in a camp. This is all our.
I don't even
want to
race you no more,
car.
Ryan. I don't give a fuck. I'm by myself. I don't need a
whole
camp. I'm telling you what's fair and what's not fair.
And I
don't think my car can line up with your car. You got way more car than me, Ryan. Way more car than me.
Look, only thing I can tell you.
Way more car than me.
Ain't no motherfucker.
You can't tell me shit. Cause we ain't got
ain't
none
no
hey, man.
Ain't no Westsider can be.
I don't give a fuck what you talking about.
Ain't,
you
ain't
give me what the fuck
West
I want,
can
or we
be.
Just don't race. It's that simple. Anyway,
hey, then we gonna race this.
Hey,
man,
when I get all pressure, man, me and you finna chop it up and figure this shit out before this year's over. I promise, man. I love racing, y'all.
Hey, I'm get up there.
Hey, I'm getting off this Southside ass radio
play
show.
Play the album.
I'll fuck with y'all later.
Hey,
man.
Mom, where you at?
Yeah.
Look here, man. You want to call out the races for your race, and I work the fryer. Me or Chuck will work the fryer. Talk
man,
about the wins
so
and the losses.
Who the fuck is out?
Like,
the first.
Hey, hold
man.
It. Wait a minute. before we do that, I got a special request from the fans in Chicago, and they wanted this to go out to Zay.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yes, sir. Well, welcome back, funny. Brother Zay. Well, you came on out there and came right off the ramp. You came right off the ramps and laid it down, baby. I like what you did. One of the baddest small-tire cars. Especially out of Illinois,
one of the
probably
baddest
out of the country.
Compared to
one of the baddest. He right among
no,
the
I'm
baddest
saying,
small tire cops.
I'm saying compared to who? I got a small tire. And I messed up that little chubby little boy.
Oh,
I got
small
one of the baddest small tires. Hey, I got one of the baddest. Look.
Yeah,
it's,
but this is a welcome back party. This is a welcome back party, Ryan. You ain't came back. Welcome back, everybody, man. Let us celebrate Zay coming back home, laying it down. Don't hate, man. Let Zay come back, and we want to celebrate what Zay did, man. He came over there and laid it down off the ramps, man. He laid it down off the ramp. But anyway, y'all. If you're out there, Brother Zay, I just want to say welcome back. All right, let's move on. Let's move on, Brian. Let me go get the grease hot.
Man, you should have told me that before you got ready. It made me forget now, all that shit.
Oh, okay. Don't worry about it. I got a list, but I got to wait until I hope I got it right. If I miss anybody, you just let me know. But, Just let me get a chance. I got to take this medicine right quick and get my vitals taken. So, Chuck, I'm going to go on mute for a while. Y'all entertain. Then I'm gonna do the French Fry Friday.
They said they want to congratulate him for running his car down the track. But then, every time I come to this motherfucker, they better lay the red carpet out then. They congratulate his weak ass. He's scared of me. So they congratulate him. They didn't lay the red carpet on every time they see me. Hey, my feet better not have to hit the motherfucking ground. Hey, they better pick me up and carry me on my motherfucking throne.
I'm justified. My mama cried. Black people die.
Man, all I got to say, brothers, I enjoyed myself last night. I enjoyed myself at Bun, got dog and race. I had fun. It was nice fellowshipping with you, brothers. Man, and I can't wait on the next one.
What is the next one?
Man, somebody got to have some shit. What's up, man?
They got something going on the 28th, right?
Yeah, we need to get together, rest the track, and just go at it. What? That's what we need to do. Yeah, that man, he should have played that song for Preacher Boy shit. We gonna wrestle somebody Preacher Boy back. Who got that noise in the background?
Let me make sure.
Five, 3, 7, you up?
Chuck, what's happening, my bro?
How you feel?
Just calling in to support the show. Didn't really want none.
I'm just listening to Nightmare.
Hey, what up, brother Chuck?
What's up, yeah? How you feel?
Man, I'm feeling great, brother. I woke up this morning. I can't do nothing but feel great.
I hear you.
Feeling great. I'm waiting on the next day. Got doggone where we can have some more fun. I can't wait.
They coming. Them days coming. Just hold on. They coming.
Hey, Chuck.
Yo.
We going into battle.
Yeah, I hear him talking.
They just said the ghost is locked in with Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that ought to be a good one there. Yeah, that ought to be a good one there.
Whoever, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, where is that going to happen?
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, it's going down there, bro. I can't wait for that motherfucker.
Hey, Eddie. Why you ain't got the grease
yes,
fried up so I can fry them motherfuckers, man?
It's getting hot. It's getting hot, man.
Now, those motherfuckers didn't fry at me. Huh? They didn't
hey,
fry
man.
At me so
fry your
burnt
ass grease up. Heat your
hey,
burnt
hey,
ass
real.
Grease up, motherfucker.
I'm just waiting for the lady to give me the rest of my meds, and I take that, and then we on.
Okay, then. Let me tell me once I can fry that motherfucker. I'm gonna fry the whole goddamn crew.
Well,
I'm frying the whole fucking crew.
Hey, eat your burnt ass grease,
well,
up, Terrio.
All you gotta do, Terrio, I let you go
Terrio.
First, and all you gotta
you
do is say drop them when you're ready.
You
let me know.
Fine.
Let me
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
What's that?
I said you gonna do some frying.
Hell yeah. About time I get to fry no motherfuckers. Especially fish. Hell, you know we like fish on Friday, so hurry up and get that grease ready.
shit.
Hey,
I want to send a prayer out to Crooked Letter and his family. The little man is back in the hospital, praying that he's going to be all right.
Hey, Mark.
He's a Superman, Mark. He's going to be all right.
Big Mark.
Yes, sir.
You know, Mike died today.
Oh, no. Oh, man. I am so sorry
yeah.
to hear that, Chuck.
Yeah. He fought as long as he could, man. He fought it as long as he could. I hadn't talked to him in a couple weeks. Man. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I got to say a prayer for the rest of his family, man. Oh, man. Hey, Chuck, make sure y'all let me know when y'all make your rain.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Man,
yeah.
Wow. I am so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
All right, all right. Tim, where you at, Terry O? Where you at, man? Terry O, you ain't got cold feet, is you? Where you at, Terry?
I'm right here, man. Fry that shit up. Heat it up. Hey.
It's heated up, man. All you got to do is tell me who to put in there.
The whole fucking crew. Hey, if you want to do a piece by piece or all of them at one time.
It's up to you, bro. However you fry. I can't, you the cook. I don't know how to cook.
Make sure you throw your ass in there, scrap ass in there too, motherfucker.
He saying scrap too. He gonna throw crap in the grease.
What that? You got them all in them motherfuckers, huh?
You ain't never say you ain't never say drop them. You gotta explain to the fans what you doing.
Oh, but see, I'm new at this shit. I got that sweet-ass bun, that soft-ass motherfucker.
I saw you on the video, man. Just tell them people that Mitch Matt Shoes is a fashion statement.
Hey, Mark, y'all got to be quiet, man. Let Terry do his thing. You can't keep cutting them off. You don't ever get it done.
I got that motherfucking sweet-ass bun, that soft-ass yak, that sour-ass fish, and that motherfucking jet ball. And that slave working little Mike or I call him Peabody, put all them motherfuckers in a basket, man, and drop their ass right fucking now, man. Hey, now you gotta let them stay in there a little long because you got a whole lot of them motherfuckers in there. That's that one that we put the grease at 325, man.
You don't want to burn up your merchandise. You tell me when to pull them.
Okay, hold it. Hey, man. Hey, pull it up a little bit, Big Eddie. Nah, hell no.
Uh-huh.
Drop their ass again. That shit's still soft, man. That bloody, man. This shit's still bloody. Drop their ass again and try them some more.
Oh, my God.
Hey. They done enough now. Big Eddie.
All right.
Take that shit out the grease. Throw it in the alley and let the raccoons and shit eat them motherfuckers. They not capable enough for humans, man. Let the raccoons eat them motherfuckers.
Hey, Chuck, I got to pull up this little list I got. Could you get the grease going? Get ready to get the grease going, man.
Hey, man, I don't even know what the motherfucking grease at, but if you tell me, I'll find it.
Go up close to the top almost. It's going to say Fish Fry Friday.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
All right, you there, Vaughn? You there, Vaughn? Ready to correct me? Because I don't know if all these are good races or not.
Oh, we got it. Yeah, we got to fry some people from Vaughn race.
Yes, sir. That was an exciting race, by the way. I want to say, hey, it got close to the end, but, boy, when they started laying it down, and they was exciting races, man. You know, I mean, we're going to go on first. The first competition I had, now, Double D versus C-Dub. C-Dub with the win.
It's odd right here. That would be in the group.
That's odd right there. Now, if y'all want to tell a story about the race before he fried, but wait until I say drop him, man, because somebody might want to say something about the race, and then we drop him. But,
my bad, dog. I really don't do this. Okay.
Bookie, I hope I got this right. Bookie versus Jesse. Bookie had the Cadillac. He tore him down there and whooped that boy Jesse. So it was Bookie with the win. Anybody got some say-so before we frying? All right, Chuck. Drop Jesse in the grease. I don't know if I want to say this one. I'll pay somebody if they do this one because I don't want to do it because he's my friend. This is the race between Vic versus, I don't know who caught it was, it was a G-Body. The G-Body took the win. Who was that? Was that a grudge race? Vic, who was that you raced, man?
Jeremiah.
No, he raced another G-Body at,
that's
is that the only car you race?
Yeah, Jeremiah.
I thought he raced another G-Body. Okay, well, man. I knew he had raced Jeremiah. I thought the other one was a grudge race, too, but it wasn't. All right. Drop Vic in the grease, man. And also, he went down for a third time. Don't let it be no
fault.
That wasn't
the third time.
That was
the second time.
Oh,
second
or
third time. We only ran
each other
twice.
You didn't get whooped. Well, you paid the punk out, too, bro.
Punk outs ain't no race, man.
I know. Okay, well, we'll say for the second time, man. Second time. But you went down, man.
Yeah, I lost.
Went down.
But
I got
the only way you can lose or win is to get up there. You ain't getting up
there.
That's
right.
So
that's
what?
Correct. That's correct. Hey, I ain't disagreeing with you, bro. And you don't want me to be up there either.
You
don't want me to be up there either. But anyway, was that race with Three Lug went down with the G-Body, was that a grudge race or just fucking around?
No, that wasn't no grudge race.
That's fucking around. All
right, I just seen everybody jumping up and down when Three Lug made that pass, so I thought it was a grudge race, but that's what I'm asking. All right. Sherman. Was that a grudge race with Sherman and that stock-looking Camaro?
No.
No. No.
Okay. All right. That's good, then. We ain't got to talk about that one. Well, we didn't got them all out the way then that I know of. Anybody else know of any?
No, it was
races?
Vaughn and C-Dub.
Jack Ball.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
C-Dub.
Jack Ball versus
C-Dub.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. And, damn, Vaughn, you got to go back into Greece, man.
No.
Holy shit.
No, Vaughn won
that one. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Drop me in the grease for fucking that up. I didn't write it down either.
Yeah, we'll drop your fat ass in the grease.
All right, now. C-Dub came out victorious early against Double D, so I guess he let his nuts hang and he went and grabbed hold to a real race car. And it didn't come out too good. So, Brother Chuck, drop him. Yes, sir.
That's the best I've seen C-Dub car run. That motherfucker was running, though. It was running.
That motherfucker was running. Yes, sir. He was running. Everybody say that's the best I ever seen that car run. And I always thought it ran decent. You know? But he was running that night. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We can move forward, y'all. I can get back with Chuck on the board. And, you know, I think, you know, that's a little action, you know, that we've had, so we can't count it out. You know, and like Vic says, better than none, definitely. And I want to congratulate the people that do keep the action going. I wish I could be in that part of that, but not yet. But I'm coming.
I ain't done yet, God dang it. I guess I'm a pain freak, God damn it. He got to whoop me again.
He got to whoop you again, man.
God damn right, he got to whoop
me again. A bullshit.
That ain't bullshit. That's the truth, God damn it. He got to whoop me again. I don't believe it.
Uh-huh.
That boy said bullshit.
I'm surprised Jeremiah ain't on here tonight.
This is his birthday. He had a birthday party tonight.
Oh, okay. I ain't know that.
Birthday get together tonight.
What?
Yeah,
a bullshit? A bullshit? A bullshit.
Well, happy birthday, Jeremiah.
That motherfucker got that wig on sitting at the table.
That motherfucker got a whole rabbit in his pocket, boy. I don't know what it is about this motherfucking Jeremiah. It's like that motherfucker is, he told me he was kryptonite to me. He might be, goddammit, but Superman came out victorious sooner or later, goddammit.
That's what I got to tell y'all, man. When I seen they get off there and pull up there, man, that was a beautiful shot. And boy, when that nigga blast down through there and they say he was off the ramp, so I was like, shit. Can't tell me 41 ain't a bad motherfucker. All you got to do is give it the tender love and care just like any other track. It's going to do the same damn thing. That's all it needs. And Vaughn, congratulations and thank you for repeating showing that 41 a bad motherfucker. But could I ask you something, Vaughn? You feel that, Vaughn?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, did somebody on the outside glue that track or did 41 track people glue it?
41.
Did 41 track people glue that?
Yeah.
See there? Yeah, and I've been trying to tell people ever since Chuck told me that them people went out and learned how to glue a track, they just need the glue. And there go your proof right there. Don't nobody have to come in from the outside. And then Vaughn went out there and bought the glue, and he ain't try to take none home. He used it. I hear other people, I heard rumor that other people buy all that glue, show that they done bought 100 barrels, and then take 99 of them home. What kind of shit is that? And that's who they run to. Once again, welcome back, Zay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, y'all. We even got quiet now. Y'all ain't falling asleep, is y'all? Yes, sir. Well, Chuck, you got anything you want to say, man? What you want to say, man? What's up? You got any of them dumbass questions?
No, dog. I just don't feel like talking tonight.
I understand, bro. You ain't got to say no more.
Anybody
else?
I mean, you don't know it, but we lost another good friend today, too.
A good brother.
Yeah.
Sir.
No, not just Mike, but we lost Nick. He the one that run with the chosen one. He died today.
Oh man! Wow. That's my son.
You know, I got 40 years with Mike and 10 years with Nick. So I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's messed up, man. I saw that.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Well, brother, we
go on. We get a laugh, you know. That's all.
Yeah. Well, we got to try to live every day that the best we can, you know, and to get the best quality out of life that we still have. You know, I done did pretty good this summer. You know, I had a pretty good time going out to race out there at our race, and then out there in Byron. I enjoyed them racing, and I was coming to Vaughn's, but you know, I wasn't able to make it. I was a little bit on the other side too much, and I knew if I'd have came out there, my cousin, whoever bought me out there, might have had to leave with me. So I stayed at home and watched it on the video. And sure enough, Monday morning, I tried to go to dialysis. I couldn't even get out the door. So my son helped me out to my wife's car.
A bullshit?
Went on to the,
a bullshit?
Went on
a bullshit?
To the emergency room. And I've been here ever since Monday. Been here since Monday morning. So, but the thing is, they think they know what's going on now, and they're going to do a angiogram tomorrow, and hopefully they find out what's happening. And then I'll be out there sort of racing in my wheelchair. I'm locking some motherfuckers in on these feet. So we're going to do some foot racing. And then Vic ain't going to be talking that shit.
Who
put
ain't gonna
PL
be talking?
PL flyers on his ass. You, I'll put them PL flyers on your ass then, boy.
I ain't gonna never stop talking. I'm a drag.
And yeah, Vic, you told a lie tonight, man. You told a lie tonight, and I know Chuck will verify this. Talk about I ain't did shit this year. Did I? You said I ain't did shit this year.
That old man fucked you up in that wheelchair, man. You better stop it.
What's I got up. Doing? I got up there.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and
you got
right
up there, Eddie. I take it back, Eddie. You got up there. You got knocked out,
yeah,
but you
man.
Got up there.
That's right. I got up there. And, I mean, he cheated, man. I'm going to call out some parts now. See, you done fucked up. I wasn't going to say nothing, but that motherfucker had a motherfucking triple frame motherfucking car, all chassis. The whole motherfucking chair was made of the goddamn, not fiberglass, that other shit. What's the other shit?
Hey, he had an extra battery.
He had three extra batteries. You always been slow and continue to be slow.
I told him, Chuck. He just got his ass blown out, that's all. Well, you know it don't make
hey,
up
man.
No excuse.
Man,
nobody made up no excuse.
Hey, Vic, they ran 25
yeah.
feet, the man had 15 feet on him at the finish.
Yeah, but he had a pecker, Chuck. He had a pecker.
What?
And Willie Bob. He had a long ass pecker on the front of his motherfucking wheelchair.
Hey, well, you should have paid attention to that before you got up there.
I didn't give a fuck, man. I'm going to try, motherfucker. I'm like you.
Yeah.
Well, I figure I could have got in front of the pecker. I could have stayed out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if it had been a head-up race, he would probably beat me by a front tire.
It's all good.
Yeah, man. Hey, Chuck, why you talking about me? Who you done raced lately or this year? Who?
Hey, Eddie. My record right now is 2 punch-outs, mm-hmm. 1 win and 1 loss. And I ain't coming back out this year.
Okay. Well, that's good, man. I just wonder. You know, I forgot about the races you had were so long. Goddamn, I got a telescope trying to see them motherfuckers.
It don't matter, Eddie. I'm still in the game until a motherfucker say something stupid.
Well, I ain't finna fuck with you, Chuck.
They ain't saying shit stupid, so I'm gonna be quiet.
Well, I ain't gonna fuck with you, Chuck. I don't want to say nothing to nobody until I'm able to get them in that motherfucking net.
I ain't got to talk to be heard. I let that motherfucking car do all the talk.
That's a good job, man. Good job. Yeah, man. Now, Big Mark, you were talking, man. What you got to say, man? The floor is open now.
All I got to say is if I catch that goddamn Angry Bird in that white Trans Am, I'm going upside down.
There we go again.
I
drive
my car to the track Sunday and he didn't show up.
What? You took it to the track Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, y'all 1-1 for that shit, then. Maybe next time y'all race.
Maybe.
Well, I sure be glad when y'all do, because I want to see this shit, man. Y'all been fighting too long. Y'all been fighting down there long as me and Chuck, and ain't did shit.
Well, I'm waiting on him. He ain't waiting on me.
Yeah. I know Angry Bird hearing that. Oh, shit. Man, what hand went down? Hand popped up. I thought it might have been Angry Bird, and then it went down, man.
Nah, 52-49.
Can you hang it up real quick, Chuck? Uh-oh.
Angry Bird.
Sound like him right there. What up, Angry Bird?
That man don't want to race me. I give up. I'm trying to chase him.
Well, when you put your hand up, why did you try to take it down and run, but the thing caught you and you out of cue? But why did you run, man?
Why did I run?
Chuck caught you, man.
Yeah, he couldn't move.
I'm halfway asleep.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I hit the one button, and I didn't hear it. But if Mark went wrong for real, lock something up right now.
Oh.
Then we can end this.
All right. Well, let's do that then. We might as well get that out the way then. I'm going to go upside your head, or you're going to go upside mine, but I'm game to find out.
No. We're going to make this official. Lock in 200, and we're going to give our money to somebody. We can give it to Shaky, because you're going to be 2 lockups. You keep running,
when,
man.
When
you locking in racing, and you're not doing nothing, Mark. I don't really want to race you. Now I'm bored. I'm looking for somebody
else. Scared. You ain't bored. You scared.
Yeah, I sure am. You ain't locked in. What you waiting on? What you waiting on?
When y'all going to get the money to Shaky tomorrow?
You even went home.
Man, look, shut up. Lock in, man. I ain't trying to hear that.
Man, I'm going to put my money in somebody's hand. I ain't doing nothing over no phone.
That's what he said. Put the money in Shaky's hand.
Oh, shit. I'm putting
somebody's
hand.
That ain't gonna happen. See what I'm talking about? I can go over Shaky House right now.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. We can go over Shaky House. I give him some money tonight. I'm not, matter of fact, I'm out by
127. Yeah, with your spooked ass. You spooked, man. Quit fronting on this phone. I told you about that shit.
Yeah, I want to show you who spooked, man. Your motherfucking ass
Mark,
went home
what we
and still didn't come back
look,
with your car.
Mark, no. What we ready for, the 8 mile or the quarter mile?
Man,
I want
to
race the
8 mile.
Go through
all
come
that.
On.
All we got to do is rock
come
your
on, man.
Ass.
I want to get these chicks out the way. Shut
man.
Up.
Nobody want to hear about
hey,
Mark,
go ahead and tell you what the race going to be, man, so y'all don't get over there and start arguing, man. Just say the race ain't officially locked until the money get together, man.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you're saying. All right, go ahead, Mark. Head up what?
Head up.
8 miles.
Head up.
To 8 miles.
Beat this motherfucking ass. You know, you're going to be
that.
Fine one way or the other.
Say what?
Y'all, man, say clearly what the race going to be. Head up what? To what?
I said,
what kind of rule?
Head up
to 8 miles. Say what?
Head up to 8 miles.
Out the back door, man. He don't call the shot.
Well, you ain't calling him.
Oh,
somebody got to call him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Head up quarter mile. I'm ready to win up.
How much we bet? You make a lot of it. How much? How much we bet?
200 is fine.
What we locking in?
We going to lock in with Shaky tomorrow.
How much we locking in?
We can lock in the whole 200. That way you ain't got to keep getting.
All right, we're going to lock in 200 on 300. Can we lock in 200 on 300 since you work?
We running for 200, man. Stop changing shit every 30 seconds, man. We're running a quarter mile.
Man, I'm asking a question, man. We on the phone. I'm asking a question. I ain't changing shit.
We ain't got to go through nothing else. If you either you take it or leave it, I'm going to run your head up quarter mile, $200. That's it. That's all. Ain't
okay,
nothing else to talk about. Yes or no.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right.
It's locked?
Now, it ain't official until it hit Shaky Hand.
I know.
That's right.
Is it locked on your head?
The
Castle
Railroad.
That's
right.
The Castle Railroad.
Is it locked on your end, Mom?
Yep.
Is it locked on your end and your bird?
No, until we put the money in the hand. The bar plays too much.
Okay. All right, I'm out of here.
Appreciate too much.
I can't even say allegedly because he actually got on social media and stuff. I'm not
going
to
keep taking him, man.
It's just
$200.
Who
got
that loud-ass TV on?
A bullshit?
Who got a loud-ass TV on?
Who got that loud-ass TV on?
Hey, Chuck.
A bullshit?
We trying to do a serious lock-in, man. Why they talking, man? You can't do that, man. You got to be quiet. This is a serious lock-in. This shit been... God damn it, trying to get locked on you longer than I've been trying to get you locked in, man. Respect the lock in, man.
Yeah, who the hell came up with all this, man? What is this?
If you was on Willie Dog Show, he'd been to kick you off. Willie Dog don't play that shit.
A bullshit.
could I
say something?
Come on, bro.
Could I say something without anybody interrupting? Everybody know I've been trying to raise Marv. He just wooed me.
Man, stop it, man. Nobody want to hear that shit, man.
Hey,
Marv. He's going to win home and got his car, man. Man, we ain't doing nothing
hold
but racing regular cars, man.
All this drama ain't necessary, man.
I want to hear all that shit. Either you going to run or you ain't.
Am I not trying to race? If the man that paid me one lock-in and I was at the track, I'm not going to chase this man.
If I tell
stop
him about
lying,
my car, oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. I ain't got time for that.
Stop lying,
so,
man.
So the only way it's going to be official is Shaky call you and tell you I brought my money to him and Mark brought his money. Because Mark don't want to pay the locker.
We didn't, how many times we
running,
just said that? We just been saying that three times, man. Goddamn,
man.
Goddamn. Get your ass off the pass, man.
I said, it ain't
you
no locker.
Up
to,
we talking about two regular ass cars,
that's
man.
It.
We talking about two regular ass cars, man. Leave
that, man. You
didn't say
what we're going to
do, man.
What are you talking about,
you
man? Why you quit fronting? Quit fronting, man.
I'm going to whoop your ass, man.
You ain't going to do nothing.
You don't want fronting.
I'll tell you what.
You
don't
want
fronting. I'm going to give your ass a spot. Now what? Now what? Hello?
Say that again?
Hell no. Hey, get my ass back on the phone. Don't let his ass hang up.
What he say?
He say, "Don't get off the phone, motherfucker. You got a spot."
Man, why would I get off the phone for that slow motherfucker? He said he was
going
to give me three. He said he was going to give me three with his tough ass. But all that, what happened to the three?
Mark, I'm not gonna give you no damn three.
Oh, it come out your mouth. See, I told you, you're a lying motherfucker, man. Stop all that lying, man. We ain't talking about people two regular ass cars,
here we go,
man.
There we go. Mark, you show your ass up at the track, you got a spot. That's all I got to say.
All right. I like that.
So the race
you don't like
my
shit.
Man.
You
want me to show up again? You want me to show up again? I'm going to show up again.
People keep telling me you
hold
be
on, man. Hold
bullshit,
on.
Man. I'm not finna sit up here and play with you.
So locking the money in with Shaky is off now?
No.
No, if he take his money to Shaky and I'm going to take mine, then it's officially locked. Because Shaky ain't going to give him the money back. But if I try to lock
but
in
what y'all locking
word,
into? Because
be
y'all
trusted.
Agreed on one thing, now y'all changed. So what is y'all going
to
be
no,
locking
I'm
in?
I'm saying if he show up at the track, he get a spot if we lock in. That's what I'm
oh,
saying.
Oh, okay.
I'm
all
not
right,
telling
I got
what spot he going to get.
I'm just trying to make it clear, you know, for the fans.
Yeah.
No, y'all got a lot of fans yeah. Been listening to this shit for a while now, you know.
No, that's
man,
my bad, man.
I ain't trying to. I already said what I'm gonna do. I ain't trying to perpetuate that shit no further.
Well,
get
no,
ass
I
to the track, get it over with.
I got
we ain't got no. We ain't got no motherfucking drag shit. We got two regular ass cars, man.
That's
I don't need all that hype
you,
for that shit.
Look. I got paid lockup from that Cutlass already. I got paid lockup from Mark. Who's scared of who?
Don't nobody
want to
hear that shit, man. Get your ass out of here.
I'm just telling you how it's going.
You out here dream. You on the show Dreamweaving, man. Stop it, man.
Dreamweaving.
Oh, Lord.
Man, you professional lockup paying motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man. That shit hurt.
Get your ass out of here, man. You the one fronting. Oh, y'all boring this shit out of me, Jason.
Man, stop it. Ask his boy Gerald. Gerald was there Saturday, Sunday when I had
oh,
my
Lord,
father.
Oh, Lord, here you go again.
Yeah, your Pontiac buddy. Heard you say
here
you
go.
Don't want no trouble, man. Don't get tough on the radio now.
Here you go. Listen up. You make you feel good.
Hey, Eddie, heard me say Gerald.
Make you feel good, though.
Up nobody. You heard
hey,
me say Gerald. I ain't make up no motherfucker.
Everybody that no Mark ain't gonna do shit, I'm telling you. He ain't gonna do that. He ain't. He's gonna find a way out. Watch what I say. Oh, I couldn't get off of work. I'm trying to get the
track Eddie, I was at the track with my car Sunday. And he went home to bring the guy parked back. He saw me on the highway in my car. He could have went and got that slow motherfucker and come right back, got his ass whooped, and went home. But he didn't.
Oh, really?
Because he didn't want no trouble.
Because you spilled me up the last
oh,
time
man.
On the track. You
spilled me up the last with that old,
you
spilled
me up
the
last
time.
You spilled me
up the last time. Like the Long Ranger, man. We, that shit is over with and done. We talking about right
Eddie,
now,
look,
man.
Look,
let that shit go.
He was at the track. The last time, everybody knew that I was there looking for him.
and he was locked in with that Cutler. So I locked
you,
in with Cutler.
You
let me finish.
You
let
sat
me finish.
There and told everybody.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
It's a couple people that know that he knew I wasn't coming. That's why he was up there front, because he knew I wasn't coming.
I don't want to hear that shit, man. Let me tell him what
I know.
Mark didn't come. He called me when I was on my way.
If people listening on this show know exactly what I was talking about.
Will you be quiet?
Because they called me. They said,
Mark,
Bernard up there,
saying
he's looking for you.
I said, Bernard, you know I ain't coming, because I told him on the highway I was coming. Would you be quiet, man? With your scary ass, let me explain to the man. Stop front. See, now you try to piss him off, waiting on the phone. You ain't slick.
I bet that slow motherfucker you got ain't going to piss me off the hand of the phone.
Stop it, man. What happened? He was at the track. A guy paid me $350.
Quack, 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 he ducking, Eddie.
You hear what I say? Eddie, you hear what I say? Man, everybody want to hear that shit that happened in Juvenile years ago.
Hang up, motherfucker.
Look at him, he don't want to explain himself. He's trying to see that
You sound like a broken record, man. I'm explaining to the man what went down. You sound like a broken record, man. That shit dead, man. Look, the man paid me $350. I went to the track. I came. The guy told me,
I give you $350 for your T-top if you go home and get him and bring him back. Because he wanted to rape, ground and pound. So I said, okay, skip it. I went over to the house. I saw Mark going to the track. I'm not going to waste my time playing with Mark, and I got $350 I'm going to get. He's going to come up with some kind of excuse.
He lied. He keeps doing it. He went home.
Watch this. Watch this. He got his ass. Whatever. Okay, you got to be. I tell you what, get that mother to shake me. Hey, 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 same thing I did. He tried to do the same thing I did. So he won't be looked down on. But Mark, it's too late. People are all funny for me fooling with you, man. I ain't gonna mess around with you.
Stop it, man.
Now, if you get shaky the money, if you get shaky the money, then I'll catch
you.
You
ain't gonna do nothing.
Then I know I can get my lockup money. Did you hear what I said? You get shaky the money.
You ain't gonna do nothing, man.
That's it. That's the only way that
you ain't gonna do nothing, man.
I bet you ain't
gonna do nothing. If y'all get shaky the money, one of y'all call me and say it's on.
No. If he gets shaky the money. No, Eddie, if he gets shaky the money, I'm waiting on him. He's the one holding back on my life.
Man, stop it, man. Stop lying.
The Castle Where Walk, Mark. If you want to race, get shaking the money. It ain't got to be tonight. Whenever you give him that money, I'm going to be at your ass. Simple as that.
You ain't going to do shit, man. I'm going to give him the money. We're going
to
see.
Man, you scared to death.
We going to see. You ain't going to do nothing, man. We talking about stock-ass cars and you making all this crying and whining and
he trying to make like
get in the air about two stock-ass cars, man. Stop it, man. Stop it.
Look, he talking like he making a point. Man, you got 3 motherfucking weeks. You got 3 weeks to do something to that car.
What are you talking about? I'm ready today.
3 weeks.
Shit.
3 weeks.
I'm ready right motherfucking now.
Weeks.
What are you talking about? You hear him, Eddie? He must, let me say it in Pontiac language so he understands.
I'm ready now. I ain't gonna wait 3 weeks. I'm ready
now. I'm gonna give him 5 minutes of pain. I ain't gonna fuck with him. I'm tired of it.
And I'm gonna give you 14 seconds of ass whoop.
You heard what I just said. Get that money shaky. And it's on. Get that money shaking. It's on.
I'm gonna rush it to him. I can't get it to him fast enough.
Please do. Please do. Then I know I can get paid my lockup when your ass try to bag out again.
If so, I bag out, well, it's going to be a trick to it. You ain't got to worry about it. If I bag out, that's going to be because I didn't wake up.
Man, boss, you outclass, man. You fucking with the wrong bird, I'm telling you.
Well,
you outclass. You
with the
wrong bird.
You fucking with the wrong bird, I'm telling you. All right? Get that money and shake if you want to. Watch your ass be all out.
You ain't gonna do nothing with that slow ass shit,
man.
Get your ass blowed out.
You show your ass. Look, you show your ass at that check. You gonna get a spot. Now I'm gonna give another stock car spot. Now ain't that something?
You heard him, Eddie. Watch him bag out all that shit tomorrow.
No, I'm not. But if I bag out for you, motherfucker, you don't scare me. It's you.
I don't know why you acting like it, then. You act like you're scared.
It's you. Hey, and I'll whoop that man many a time. He can't do nothing with me.
You won one race. We raced one time. See, he's lying again. We raced one time.
I'm lying again.
I didn't even drive. Twan drove. And you got away. And y'all wouldn't run back.
I got away.
Talk
I'm
going to
get away anyway.
Hey, you back to driving, motherfuckers, man. And now, go do that, cause I'm gonna beat your ass. Go do that.
Hey, the man who doesn't want to pay in my locker, man. I ain't trying to lose him as a friend, but he plays too much.
I ain't gonna play with you when you put that money.
Yeah, right.
I'm a doctor with somebody's ass.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ma, when you put the money over, that's the only way the race gonna happen, man. Later.
Hey, man, let that shit go, man. I'm gonna put my money up tomorrow. We ain't gotta talk about nothing else, man. God damn, he's like
y'all
a goddamn broken.
Is y'all got trans brakes? Is y'all got trans brakes in any one of them cars?
Hell no, they bone stock ass cars. That's what I'm saying, man.
Well, shit, I can't play my song for y'all. That's fucked up.
You play the song, man.
Somebody's hand.
Man, all this hype over a regular-ass race, man. Let that man, that shit is bullshit, man. Get his ass to the line and it's over with.
Oh, man.
But y'all been talking 20 minutes and still ain't got shit together.
Why don't take my money to shake you tomorrow. He say I got a spot coming. So, I'm going to take my money to shake it with me.
They need to learn.
Shut up!
Good one, Eddie. That's a good one.
Hey, me. That's Chuck.
Good one, Chuck.
Dedicate that
to Angry Turd. He going to be angry when I get finished with it.
Time for me to roll out, Eddie.
Yeah, they done got quiet anyway, Chuck, man. But
we added extra couple minutes with his rhetoric.
Yeah, we did what we had to do. We we congratulated Terry on his win. A grown man crying. We congratulated Terry on his win. We done congratulated Vaughn on his race and the event tie win. And we also welcomed Zay back home. So I think we got a few things accomplished. You know.
Oh, that was a good thing, all three of them. Yes, sir.
And yeah, man. And we also gave our brother Mike a farewell, and the other guy Chuck mentioned, two of our brothers that we just lost. And hey, man.
And keep our prayers up for little man.
Yes, sir. Little man, Superman. I ain't worried about him. He a little Superman, Jack.
Yes, sir.
I know he gonna be all right. So we done here, Chuck. I ain't gonna hold you no longer. They gonna come grab me early in the morning. So if y'all ready to get up out of here, I can go ahead and say good night and appreciate.
I mean, I'm gonna leave
it
on here. You do what you gotta do. I mean, you know, shit. I go big.
All right, Chuck. I appreciate you, Chuck, coming to help me out, man.
Ain't no big thing, bro.
Yeah, man.
No.
Yeah, man. Anybody else got something they want to say? Vic, you want to say one more thing?
Get your ass off my fucking phone, man. I'll call you back.
Okay.
Get your ass in. Get your water. Get your ass in.
Hey. No.
Call you back.
Hack it out,
man.
All right,
y'all, man. I'm
going
to go
first
in here and
all right, I'm in there.
That sounds like Leon.
I'm in there. Yeah, I kind of run a little behind there, Eddie. I was running a little behind. What's going on?
Nothing, man. We was just going to shut them down, man.
Oh, y'all done?
Yeah, man, we didn't get all our little, we're doing our little talking and carrying on, and you probably would have got in and had some fun, you know, with what went on tonight, man.
Yeah, I had to go up there. I wanted to eat some fried chicken, some mashed potatoes, and homemade, so I had to go up there and peel them.
What? A bullshit?
I had to go peel them.
A bullshit? A bullshit.
So I had to peel them.
Yeah, man.
Drop that chicken in the fry.
What?
I know you need to drop somebody in the fry.
A bullshit? A bullshit?
Yeah, man,
a bullshit.
We had to drop odd people in the fry tonight, man. Double D. Ooh, I couldn't believe we had to drop Double D, man.
Damn, D went in.
Yeah, you know
D went in,
what,
that's
man. Vaughn? Well, I'm going to say C-Dub. C-Dub went in.
Eddie, you set the fire down. They didn't came picked up, ain't they?
Yeah, man.
That's good.
I mean,
I can fire it back up if you got somebody you want to put in there.
No,
I ain't got nobody. It shut down. I'm glad the fire is shut down. I got my ass whooped first. I got my ass whooped too, Eddie.
You did, man.
Me and Yak kicked it off. We did the first drugs race with the golf cart.
Oh,
he
yeah. Yeah, I got to heat that motherfucker back up because
now
y'all so fried my up. Ass in my wheelchair, goddammit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and Yak went with the talking. I'm on that golf cart. I said, you know what? Eddie, get your ass down, Yak. We bet 40. My nephew said, that's all you want to bet. I said, come on, bet 100. Man, I dope pop jacket in, baby. About the 330, he did a drive-by. I pushed him.
Oh,
man. Yeah, we
God
were the first good. Don't nobody even know that.
Wow.
They better yes, sit down. They drop his feet out on us and everything. Yeah, he got me. I'm about to come back there. I got to get me some rematch.
Well, Leon, I'm going to wait the next week, and I'm going to bring that one back
glad,
up and just
I'm
try
glad.
You as old
I'm
news,
glad.
Man. I ain't going to do you tonight, but for before y'all leave here, I just want to let y'all remind y'all that Yak with Leon asked for the beginning of the event. Drop him.
This song says, God's mercy kept me.
Oh. Stand up. Goddamn, Chuck. Hold on, man.
Hey, Eddie, I ain't. Hold on, man. What's on there? You turn that fire back on.
All right, Leon, that's all. You ain't gonna get much. Just a little shade on you. That's all. Oh,
hey,
shit.
Hey,
you
hey,
get
hey.
That? Thank you. Hey, me, Leon.
The damn fire was put up. How y'all pull the fire back out? Heat the grease up there.
I didn't pull it back out, man. I can't tell you who did, but I ain't pull it back out.
That's all right. Hey, that fried today, fried night, because that chicken was so good. And them potatoes, I'm going to go up and get me some more. I know it's a little bit left.
Oh, yeah, who cooked it?
Big...
Big...
Oh,
I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
Oh shit!
Big Jake look like he gonna have a good race. They got some fast ass cars down there. Ain't Devil Horse race this weekend?
Yep, I heard him talking about some.
I ain't heard nothing. I ain't seen nothing. I ain't seen nothing. I must not be doing no racing now. I see what's that? Jack Green brother passed away. I think his brother passed away, the one always helping. My buddy.
Oh, yeah?
Nah, that wasn't his brother, Leon.
That wasn't?
Nah. That was the guy that used to own the Chosen One car.
Oh, well, I tell you what, that was a working time with gun. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, that was Nick.
Boy, I tell you, then I seen, and so that's so a mic, Chuck. That's true about Mike too?
Yeah.
Wow. Good God, Mike.
Yeah.
Man, sorry to hear that, brother.
Yeah.
We got to celebrate these people while they're here. Matter of fact, I'm up here.
You better enjoy
ourselves. They got something going on for Zorro up here tonight. Running here by Zorro and Brenda.
25, you open.
What?
I got to, y'all keep me posted, Chuck. Whatever got to be going on. You know me, I'm here.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, that's my buddy there, man. Good God Almighty.
10:25, you open.
Come on in, 10:25. It's real light tonight. Well, I tell you, man. That's why it's worth. Boy, if you don't do nothing else, you better speak to the Lord, boy. Wake up in the morning. This is going down.
Yeah, baby.
We can't even make a month. And somebody close.
Yeah, man. I mean, they're close. That's why we got all, man.
try to enjoy each other while we're here, man. It ain't much room for too much bullshit, and you miss out, you know. And then when the person gone, then it's too late to talk about it, you know.
Yeah, that's sad. I mean, I know we all got our day, man.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the rough one there. I've seen that on Facebook. I said, hold on now. I want to call somebody, but no, that can't be. That got to be true. You don't keep putting it out there.
Yeah.
All I can tell you, if I had some, I don't mean no harm to nobody. It's just racing and having fun talking this shit.
Man.
Life is short, boy. I mean, real short.
Yeah.
I say I'm about to go in there and spend a couple of minutes with Zorro for his birthday, buy him a drink. I see some old schoolers up in here. Shit, I ain't out for a minute.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's where y'all at now?
Up at Howard, yep.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, who on here know how to build decks and stuff like that? Anybody in there that kind of business on here?
Not a lot of them, but I know some people. I know some people do that though.
I might need to talk to them, man. But we'll talk about that later. I was trying to say, so many handymen out here that really know how to do that kind of shit. They be right there among us with these racers, too. That's why I ask.
Yeah.
I know how to fix the
transmission.
What did they
tell? I know how to fix the transmission shifter.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're going to throw a low blow. Goddamn, Chuck. You cool, man. You down there kicked me in the nuts. I'm glad you missed.
Mm. He ain't trying. He did. What you mean?
He missed, man. man. Chuck took a swipe at me, boy. I'm glad I'm quick.
Yeah, right.
Said we wanted to go there and get Eddie ready. I like to see old Mudbone. I like to see old Mudbone go down through there. Well, you know what, though? If I don't see it, I can go put that VHS in and see it. No, DVD and see it, because I do got it.
Yeah, boy. Hey, man, you know what Chuck going to tell you when y'all on the ride, on the way riding over here? As he get closer, he gonna say, Leon, let me out.
Why you gonna want to get out?
And you gonna turn around and look at him. And then you gonna say it again, Leon, let me out. Then next day you gonna say, Leon gonna tell you, I know how you feel, man. It just don't go. It just don't flow. And it just don't show.
That ain't probably what I'm going to say, Eddie. I'll probably say, hey, man, if God couldn't help this motherfucker, why you think I can?
Leon going to say, hey, Chuck, I know now why you got out, man.
Nah. Hey man, I'm gone, man. I got to work in the morning.
All right,
Chuck. Thanks again, man. Oh man, that's sad, man.
Well, life is short for real.
Yeah, man.
It just it almost a month. That's it. We lost. Man, we lost a bunch. We lost a nice big crowd of people in a month in the racing game.
Yes, sir.
It been in a month. I know.
Yes,
about
sir.
At least four people.
Mhm. Yeah, man.
Hey, they don't see nothing about Steel, Alabama. I've been looking on Facebook. Ain't nothing. It must. Let's maybe got some rain or something. I know Big Jake. They got some fast songs on down there. I've been I ain't seen nobody but Jamie. Jamie's the one been going live. I don't know what Forever Grudge at. I ain't seen him nowhere. But down in Texas.
Wow.
You got some fast songs.
No, got a hand up.
I ain't got no hand up, man. I've been on all night. I had it up early. You didn't answer me. But no, hey Leon, tomorrow not promised to none of us. The whole thing that we don't understand, life is very short. We better enjoy it while we got it. And the way shit going, we blessed to still be here.
Yes, sir. But now, preacher boy, if you'd been on earlier, I told people I was going to be getting visits in here while I'm in here with the nurses and stuff, and that Chuck was going to help me open the board. So when you put your hand up, be patient, man. Leave it up for somebody
Listen to me, man. I wasn't interested in it. I heard everybody talking.
Oh, okay.
Stereo and all them. I was on. I listened to everything. Yeah. I didn't want to interrupt nobody's joy and fuck nobody shit up. They was having a good time. But
I
said, the only reason I pressed the button again, I had hung up and called back. And I heard Leon talking about all the deaths that we had. Yeah, but you know, Leon, like I said, we can't stop death. When it's our time, it's our time. But the people that are here, we got to learn to love each other and enjoy each other. Because shit can turn bad at any moment.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's up.
That's true.
I didn't even know Mike was even sick. Which I haven't talked to him in a while. That's why we didn't see him in the
y'all got
bed.
To understand, man. One thing about death, it ain't got no age, no health, no nothing. It death don't come with benefits.
No,
it don't give a fuck. When it knock on your door, it want that ass. It don't want nothing else. He said, come on. You can be the healthiest man in the world, the richest man in the world. It don't matter.
You all got
that
go on
it. Over with.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm looking at them racing too, Leon. Big Jake them race.
Yeah.
Two man on that motherfucker, goddamn it. Betting his ass off on everybody.
That's a long ass ride down there at that track. That track long.
Where
I've been down there before. That's down on the other side of Houston. Houston and Dallas.
They finna run that Mustang.
Dallas.
You see that Mustang for them run? The burgundy new one?
Yeah, that red, that burgundy new one.
Yeah. They finna get it in.
I want to see what was going on at Steel, Alabama, but they must ain't doing no testing down there. Good God,
Mustang never took off.
But that song got on that right lane, boy. He had somewhere to go.
And he disappeared, didn't he? That yellow cop.
Yeah.
That motherfucker disappeared. Oh shit!
Now he have enough
that
no way.
That motherfucker wasn't no slouch. That baby motherfucker wasn't no slouch.
He okay. But he ain't have nothing coming over there on that parlay. That song is going to disappear.
Hey, he ain't looking nothing like that yellow one.
Mm-mm. That yellow song is
really
over there.
That yellow one had to made a move already.
Man, that motherfucker flew down there so fast. Shit, you blink, it's over.
Yes, sir.
I got a call tonight about 2 hours ago. They said, man, let's go to Texas. I got everything. Help me drive. I said, man, if you called me early today, I'd have made plans to do something tomorrow. Ain't no way I can change that. But if he called me early and I was off work today, we'll be eating that highway up. I said, no, I can't do it, man. You got to give me a heads up, because we'll be there by now. Who's on with that Texas? That's a ride. Well, I took that ride, though, because they got some bad sun guns down there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's going on over in Steele. That's what Steele, Alabama must got. They must got some tomorrow. I know Devil was rested tomorrow. I mean, it's, I thought it'd start today and tomorrow. I won't see who down there. I thought some other boys supposed to be down in Texas because down in Texas, because a couple of guys and some drivers and flew down there. Well, it looks like it's quiet. I ain't got much to say. I say what I have to say.
Yeah, you're right, man.
I,
hey, man, it ain't much to say, Leon. Hey, man. Hey, they enjoyed themselves last night. They sold their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing new. It ain't much to say.
Yes, sir. All right, then, fellas. I'm going to say good night.
Okay.
Everybody,
hey, Eddie,
thanks again for coming on.
Hope you
huh?
feel better, too,
Eddie,
man.
Hey, you take care
of
yourself.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to do that.
Get yourself in.
Yes,
you know
sir.
You got to do whatever them people tell you to do right now, Eddie. Get yourself back together.
Yes, sir.
I want to see you
yes,
make
sir.
It. But we can see you at the
yes,
track.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, brother. My plan. Yes, sir.
I'm going to call.
Well, good night,
y'all. Tonight.
Yeah. Tell him I say hello and don't worry about the little Superman. He's going to be all right, too.
I got you.
Yeah.
He a fighter.
Yes, sir. He a fighter.
All right. Well, you going to have a good night.
All right, bro. Y'all have a good night and peace.
All right. All right. Good night.